Welcome to Talks from the Bible. We have been considering for the past two evenings the birth of Jesus Christ. We have expressed our deep thanks to God for the birth of Christ into the world. We are thankful for the life of Christ, that He lived in absolute perfection in total obedience to the will of God. We are thankful for the death of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, through whom we have eternal redemption. We are thankful unto God for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that Christ has ascended into the heavens and is seated upon the right hand of God, where He rules over His church, the kingdom of God. We are thankful unto God for Jesus Christ. We have considered a verse of Scripture, Matthew chapter 2, verse 4, for the past two Sunday evenings. We consider that verse again. And when He had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, He demanded of them where Christ should be born. Herod wanted to know where Christ was born. It is interesting to me that Herod recognized this child as Christ. Herod did not want to serve Him. Herod did not want to know Him as Savior. Herod wanted to take His life. But Herod knew that the child born was the Christ. As the Christ, Jesus was the Anointed One of God. He was born to fulfill the purpose of God that had been put in place even before the foundation of the world. We have noticed that Jesus had been anointed to save. He had come to save us from sin. He had been anointed to reconcile. He brought us again into the fellowship of God. He had been anointed to mediate. He serves as our mediator, our high priest, before the throne of God, so that through Him we can approach God in prayer. We can ask God for the forgiveness of our sins as we fall short of the glory of God. Jesus has been anointed to rule. He was given a kingdom. He was granted a throne. In heaven He rules over the church. Jesus Christ was anointed to reveal God. Through Christ we come to know God. We see God, behold God, in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ we can have a relationship with God, and we can call upon God as our Father. Jesus has been anointed to redeem. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins. We notice as we continue, Jesus Christ has been anointed to convert. When we are converted, we change. We move from one sphere of life to another. There is a change of attitude. There is a change of heart. There is a change of perspective. There is a change of conduct. Jesus came to change the life of humanity. He came to turn one from sin to righteousness. He came to turn one from unholiness to holiness, from disobedience to obedience. Jesus came so that we might be converted. In Matthew 18 and verse 3, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Jesus said that the entrance into the kingdom of heaven is conversion. We must be converted. We must change. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, the apostle Peter is preaching again in the city of Jerusalem. He has proclaimed a great sermon that is recorded in Acts chapter 2. These apostles will continue to preach in this city. They will continue to convert, to change the hearts of those who hear and those who obey. In Acts 3 and verse 19, as Peter preaches, he says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Peter called upon his audience again to repent. He had urged them to repent in Acts chapter 2. Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of life. Repentance is motivated by faith. We have faith when we hear the gospel of Christ. We believe in Jesus. We repent of our sins, which means that we have a godly sorrow for those sins that we have committed, and we desire that God remove them from our life and that we change the conduct of our life. Peter said, "You must repent and be converted." As you change your mind, you must change your life. And as a result, your sins will be blotted out. We must be converted so that our sins will be blotted out. We must be converted so that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. In Ephesians chapter 5 at verse 8, the Apostle Paul discusses conversion with the church at Ephesus. He says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." What they once were, they are no longer. How they lived once is not the way they live now. Our past does not have to define us. We can change. We can turn from what we are, from what we were, and we can be something totally new in Jesus Christ. Paul says, "You were at one time darkness, but now ye are light. You have been converted. And because you have been converted, you are to live the converted life. You are to walk as children of light." We are not to remain in darkness, but we are to come into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to move from the realm of sin to the realm of righteousness. We are to move from disobedience to God to where we are obedient to the will of God. Through Jesus Christ, conversion is absolute. Jesus was anointed to convert, but Jesus was anointed to restore. For in conversion, we can be restored. We can return to the place where God wants us to be. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," I want you to pay special attention to that phrase, "in Christ." The New Testament abounds with the teaching of our being in Christ. This is where the blessed life is found. This is where the hope for our future is found. In Christ we can know comfort and peace and security. If any man be in Christ, it is a choice. Whether or not we are in Christ is our choice. If we are out of Christ, it is because that's where we choose to be. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In conversion, God changes us. What was once old has now been made new. Our past can be forgotten, and we can live a life of contentment and comfort in the present, looking to the future. Romans 6 and verse 4, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Baptism is a burial because a death occurs. We die to an old life and we are raised to a new life. We come forth from the water of baptism in newness of life. And Paul says we are to walk in newness of life. Ephesians 4:22-24, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The old man was corrupt according to the deceitful lust. They had been deceived. They lived in lust. They served sin. But they have been renewed by the spirit of their mind. They have put off this old man. Sometimes a garment that we wear will become old and no longer fit for use. That old garment is discarded. So it is with the old life. We are to discard the old life of sin. We are to put to death the old man of sin, and we are to put on the new man. This new man, says the Bible, is created after God in righteousness and true holiness, rather than deceitfulness and sinfulness. We live in righteousness and true holiness. Jesus Christ is anointed to restore. Finally, we notice that Jesus Christ is anointed to transform. As we are renewed, so we are transformed. We are completely changed, totally altered. We become something totally new and different. Romans 12 and verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." In the world, we see sinfulness, we see ugliness, we see all that is bad. We must not be conformed to the world. We must not put on the garment of worldliness. We must not live like the world, but rather we must be transformed. The apostle says that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and our mind tells us, our heart dictates to us, that we must prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Rather than living according to the will of the world, we live according to the will of God. 2 Corinthians 5:15, "And that he died for all, Jesus Christ, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." In our transformation, we do not live for ourselves. We do not seek to please ourselves, but rather we seek to live unto him who died for us and rose again, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek to do the will of Christ. We must come to know the will of Christ. That will has been revealed unto us. It can be read and studied and understood and known in the Bible. We can live as the Bible teaches us to live. Jesus Christ, in his resurrection from the dead and in his atonement of our sin, has given us the power by which we might live the transformed life. The world will notice a difference as God sees a difference. We will see a difference in how we think, how we behave, what we say, where we go, what we do, even what we wear. Romans 14, 8 and 9, "For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living." Who will be the Lord of my life? Will it be the devil? Will it be the world? Or will the Lord of my life be Jesus Christ? You see, Jesus can do for me what the world cannot do, and certainly what the devil will not do. The Lord can give me what the world cannot give me, and what the devil will not give me. As I live, I am to live unto the Lord. If I die, I am to die unto the Lord. The Lord is to be the focus of my life. He is to be the one in whom I live and abide. He is the one whom I must serve. I must live the transformed life. I must live in service to Jesus Christ. He must be my Lord, for he has the power to transform my life and my heart. Jesus is the Christ. He has been anointed by God to be our Savior and our Lord. My prayer is that He will be your Savior and your Lord. Talks from the Bible have been brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.